The young man. He seems to sense them, and he lifts his head, frowning. And then he slowly starts walking forward. He stops a few feet away from them and stands there in the cockiest, most challenging way I've ever seen, almost as if he's waiting to be kicked out.
"We need you to come with us and confirm membership at the front desk,"
one of the guys says threateningly. I stop the treadmill and suddenly step down. He's with me. The guy and the security guards turn in my direction, and I nod quickly. He came with me. I pull out my gym card. The guards come over to look at it. One of them brings back a lady from the front desk. "Have him sign in next time as a guest," the lady tells me with a scowl. I nod. The guards ease out, and I realize the guy is looking at me. Like, really looking at me. He wears sweatpants and a hoodie and an attitude. He stands motionless, the drawstring sweatpants hanging low on narrow hips, revealing a bit of skin on his abs and the sides of his hips, the start of a muscular V. He's got a head full of black hair and eyes the color of steel that could melt the same metal they seem to come from. He's got the most quietly intense gaze I've ever seen, and it's latched to me. I'm uncomfortable. And self-aware. I'm wearing a fuchsia workout top and tight workout pants, my honeyed hair tied in a ponytail. I'm nothing special, not among the girls in the gym, and not among the girls out in the world. As he looks at me, I feel the hairs at the tip of my ponytail brush my back, and I shiver like I've never done before. I find his stare really unnerving, so I shoo him away. "Go back to what you were doing," I say. He doesn't move. His face is young and tanned, all chiseled planes and angles, with eyebrows that are sleek and low, like two angry slashes, a nose too perfect to belong to a fighter, and a jaw that looks unbreakable. Bewildered by his attention, I head back to my treadmill. The guy's eyebrows lower a little more in obvious puzzlement. I lift my own at him in challenge, my look saying, "Are you going to keep staring?" He smiles a little, an unexpectedly gorgeous halfway there smile. "Go train," I say. He gives me this cocky nod in a way that makes it seem like he's saying thank you, then heads back to the gym bags, lifting his gloves. He hesitates for a few seconds, frowning thoughtfully as he stares at the bag, as if puzzled about something. He shakes his head to clear it, glares at the bag, and in a flash, pow, pow, boom, hits the bag 3 times and sends it rattling on its chain. I notice people are glancing in my direction speculatively. Some appear concerned, others seem to be wondering if he's really with me. They remind me of my mother a little bit. "Reese, promise me you'll take care of yourself." "Mother, I'll be careful. Let me go. Give me wings. I've earned them, haven't I?" I begged for time by myself. Today is the first day of the new and improved me. So I put in my remaining half hour, then I go gather my stuff and hurry off to the daycare for my little package. This whole time, never once has the guy looked away from his bags again. "How did your day go?" Brooke asks later that evening.
"Good."
"Just good?"
I nod, smiling. I'm not very verbose, and I'm naturally shy and uncomfortable around others. I think this is genetic, because though my mother is chatty, my father is a hermit, and mostly keeps to himself aside from the occasional fatherly question like, "You okay on money?" or "Your mother told you about curfew?" I like being with my dad most. He doesn't make me talk like my mother does. We're the kind of people who appreciate silence. I feel that sort of bond with Brooke's husband, too. I met him last night. Gorgeous, blue-eyed, strong, and quiet. He's a gentle beast. And after our hellos and a brief smile, he's comfortable enough with my presence that he ignored me this morning.